running through the script. Come on. Whoa!
Us, the strings that tie us, the coincidence that proves to us God's existence. Joy we misplace, beautiful mistakes, the scar that dread, the crimson
cord. Hi.
Hey, everybody.
It's Clean Ears.
We're back.
Episode 2.
Hey.
This is Sarita.
And this is Simone. So, guys, first, before we do anything else, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys have been so supportive and so nice, and we're just so overwhelmed. Thank you so much.
For every like, follow, retweet, share, everything that you guys did to make that first episode so successful, we're just very thankful to every single one of you. It was overwhelming. We were just, you don't understand, like that whole first week, we were just continuously texting each other and calling each other like, did you just see? Is this happening? Did someone just? Ugh, it was so good.
We were having all the shortness of breath, all the heart palpitations. We like legit, we almost died. But we made it. We hope that you stay with us now as we continue to keep these episodes coming and continue to give your feedback. Continue to reach out to us on social media. We love to hear about the kind of content that you want to see from Clean Ears, and we will do our best to deliver it if it is physically within our range of abilities and or free.
Free works. Free is definitely within our realm of things that we can do. One of the best ways you can do that is to subscribe to us on Podbean and on iTunes, and also to rate and comment on those platforms. We are always checking to see exactly what you guys are seeing, and one of the best ways for us to be able to get exactly what you want is to comment on those platforms.
Now, let's clear something up about these comments. Since we live in a comment section culture, if you have something nice to say, drop it in the comments. If you have something not nice to say, shh. We would like to not have that on there. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
It's not because we can't handle it. We just don't want that.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready for that type of comment.
So rate it, but not if you hate it.
I love that.
Thank you. That's a good one. Off the dome, girl. I'm telling you, this mixtape is coming. It's coming. All right, so Sarita, how are you doing this week?
Oh my goodness, I am doing very, very well. I am loving this February outside of the weather because the weather is horrible.
It's because it's Black History Month, y'all.
The weather's bad.
I'm just playing. Jesus loves us.
Oh, he really does, but the weather's bad and I don't like bad weather. I'm more of a warm weather girl, but otherwise than that, I'm doing really, really good. How about you, Money Mo?
I'm pretty good. Just out here, just, you know, podcasting and things.
Of course. One of the things that I know I'm excited about is Social Club.
Hey.
They have a show coming up in Atlanta on the 19th of March. We already have our tickets, and you can get them at www.kingdompromo.net.
Yeah.
And you can see us there at the Social Club show. Another thing that's coming through kingdompromo.net is Expressions, which is a great tour for the spoken word artist. I'm so geeked up because the big sister in my head, Genetics, will be there.
Mm.
And she said something like she was a big sister to us at the last thing we saw her at, which is the PIA tour. And so I believe in my head that she knows me and she's speaking to me personally.
Okay. Oh, for sure, for sure. We've also got some really, really great music coming out. Ooh. From our favorites, too. We got music coming from Kristen Gray. We've got the Glory album coming on March 11th. Please be sure to pre-order it. Mm-hmm. We are so about supporting artists here. And if we support them, they're able to continue to bring us great, clean music. So please support Kristen Gray. If he comes to town, we will definitely let you know about it because we will definitely be there.
For sure, of course. And one of the things we're also very excited about is the Dream Junkies album coming out very soon. I don't have a date for that one, but I know that you can find all of their information online, kingsdreamentertainment.com. So you want to go ahead and go there, pre-order the album. I know there are bonus tracks that you can get right away after you pre-order it. So you want to go ahead and do that and support them because they have come sort of for John. Have they come to Atlanta? So you want to make sure to encourage them to come back to Atlanta so that we can all go to the show.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because that was my second favorite show of 2015. being able to see the Dream Junkies. It was
so once again, you guys want to check out Dream Junkies and you want to check out Kristen Gray's albums. You want to pre-order those since they are coming soon.
Yes, put some money on it.
Glad I'm employed. Because I feel good paying rent when the rent is due. Though sometimes at work I do get annoyed. Somebody tell me, count it all joy. My wife told me we having another baby. And turns out we having another boy. So you know I got to count it all joy. My cousin enlisted.
While we're speaking of the Dream Junkies, let's talk about belief, as in belief in fatherhood.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I love, love, love that show. If you, you know what? It doesn't even matter what your situation is. You don't have to be a parent. You don't have to be anything. Just watch it on YouTube. Belief in Fatherhood. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew loves it. He thinks the kids are so cute. And you will fall in love. You will fall in love with Belief's children. They are absolutely adorable and super entertaining.
I love that show so much. I have been watching. It was coming out every Monday until right now. This is the last episode that just came out for his current season. And we have been avidly watching. We've rewatched. We are such big fans. I've been commenting on all of the episodes. It's been such a good time to watch. So fun to see a stay-at-home dad take care of his children, to see ups and downs with them, to see the beautiful way that he teaches them about manhood, about, you know, being responsible, even at their young ages. They're toddlers, but they're already learning so much. And I'm really just a fan of POP.
Yeah. And Uriah Bow. And if you love to cook,
yes,
or maybe don't even know how to cook and would like to learn, let us discuss this food for thought. I don't even know where to begin. It's this really, really awesome segment where Belief, all he does is set out ingredients and cook a meal, but I promise you it's put together in such a way that is so captivating. And the recipes are legit. Because I made the zucchini and meatballs from one of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I used all of the exact same ingredients that he used, and it was bang. So if you are trying to impress someone and you're just looking for something quick and easy, but that still has a little flair to it, check out Food for Thought. He drops some really profound things during the time that he's cooking. It's a great segment. It's very, very well put together. And it makes you want to lick your phone screen. So make sure it's clean just in case you don't get a chance to stop yourself, because it may have happened to one of us.
Like we said, Belief in Fatherhood is available on YouTube. And the season is over for this current season. So you want to go ahead and watch every single episode. This is binge watch worthy.
Yes,
and then get on that last episode and remind him that May is too far away for us to begin a second season. I'm just saying, I want new episodes now.
Exactly, Belief. Tell me how I'm supposed to count it all, Joel. But for real, great show. Check it out. It's clean. You can watch it with your family too. So that's an awesome thing that you guys can do together as a unit. If you've got no unit, watch it by yourself and be entertained.
Another thing that I love on YouTube, I love finding new things, and it's a thing called the Bible Project. The Bible Project is, and I guess they animate certain parts of the Bible. They do certain books of the Bible, themes of the Bible, and they're doing right now a series that walks you through scriptures. It's kind of a way for you to read and then see visuals of the Bible.
Awesome.
It has been so entertaining, and also it helps me not just visualize, but pick out certain things that I may not have been thinking of while I've been reading the Word. I'm always looking for different ways to interact with the Word in the Bible, because sometimes just reading it can become hard. So you just want to maybe hear it or see it in certain ways. That's why we listen to sermons. That's why we go to church to hear it from a pastor, because there are times when you need additional help to understand what you're reading. And it's been so cool. Again, they're on YouTube. They also have a part under the video section of YouVersion app for the Bible, and they have their own website. So there are different ways for you to get to them. I just definitely encourage you to go check it out because it's been so fun and so entertaining and a great resource for me.
Yes, and by the time the episode is up, we're going to have links on our Twitter where you'll be able to access the different things that we talked about. We'll have a link to Kingdom Promo. We'll have a link to the Dream Junkies website for you to pre-order that. You can pre-order Kristen Gray's album on iTunes. And we'll also have links for Belief in Fatherhood and for
The Bible Project.
Oh. Yeah, so look for that on Twitter. To get to our Twitter page, just go to our website, www.cleanearsshow.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll see all of our social media links. You can hop on our Twitter from there.
This episode of Clean Ears features music by Propaganda, We Live as Kings, Dream Junkies, High Society, Reach Records, Kristen Gray, Jay Gibbons featuring Aud Thomas, and Jackson 5. Please visit www.cleanearsshow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
Okay, so guys, we've dropped the ball a little bit. We made a little mistake. Now, as you know, there are three of us that bring this podcast to you. There's Saritha and Simone, the voices that you hear. But then there is also
the amazing,
the talented, the very curly-haired Courtney. Let's tell you about Courtney. Let's talk about her like she's not here.
Ooh, okay.
Courtney is like the ninja in the background who makes so many things come together. And we just wanted to make sure that we properly introduced who she was because she is so instrumental to this and Clean Ears just would not be without her.
Courtney is our program director. If you guys don't understand what that is, it means that she keeps us on track. A lot of you may or may not have noticed that we can talk and we can just go off topic. Courtney keeps us on topic. She also is pretty much the creative, like, writing and drawing force behind every visual and image that you may have seen.
I feel like you just came for me, though.
For us. I'm just saying, she helped create the logo that a lot of people have come to love.
My sketch helped.
There was a sketch. And
I think I scared a graphic designer. If it wasn't for Courtney, guys, we probably have a stick figure with a fro. So we're very thankful for Courtney. And we will probably never show you that drawing because I'm feeling real vulnerable right now as we speak.
No throwback Thursday to that drawing at all. When it comes to the videos that we have been posting on YouTube, Courtney was really the driving force behind those, doing all the secret filming and the editing of those and putting that together. We would not be able to bring Clean Ears to you in the way and the dream that we had it without Courtney. And we're just very thankful for her.
Yes, yes. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Pause for a moment. Courtney's curls. Which honestly, they should have a hashtag, and I'm probably gonna start that
for sure.
But yes, I love Courtney's curls. Her curls are my hair goals, so I'm always talking to Courtney's curls.
You crazy?
Yes. Wait, no, I'm not.
It's that good. It's that true. That's that creative. It's that high, baby. You gon' need a pair of shoes for these. Pair of shoes with some wings on the heels.
We've introduced you to the complete Clean Ears Collective, the whole crew, the whole squad.
Three of us.
Yes. We wanted to talk about another friendship that has been in the social media news lately. And that is of Kanye West and Kirk Franklin, who are friends. And Kirk was also featured on Kanye's new album, The Life of Pablo.
I couldn't keep up with the name. I was about to say the wrong
Swish
name.
Waves, whatever you want to call it.
Some sound effect.
An emoji at this point.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
But it was all over the medias. People were seemingly either, it seemed like everybody was just really upset that Kirk was on the album and seen as a friend of Kanye West. But I don't really understand why, personally.
And I actually think that Kirk handled it really well. He handled it, I honestly think, in a way that was very much similar to the way that Jesus would have handled it. Sometimes we, as believers, think that we need to only stay with people who believe the same thing that we believe. But if we actually read the Bible, the actual Word of God, Jesus hung out with a lot of people that by society standards, he shouldn't have hung out with. He hung out with tax collectors and prostitutes,
yes,
and people that he should not have hung out with according to what society had to say. But Jesus knew that he had to be light in a dark place. And the response that Kurt gave, I won't read it because it's a little lengthy, but it was basically along the same lines of, this is also God's son. This is someone that I can't see myself saying, no, you're not good enough for me to take a picture with you. You're not good enough for me to be seen with you. And I think that as believers, it's our responsibility to pray,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that Kirk doesn't stumble and that Kanye comes to Christ. I know it seems far-fetched because of the things that Kanye says and the things that we know about him, but Paul made the transformation. And I'm pretty sure that no one saw that coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that if God did it before, that he can do it again.
I feel like a lot of times we see friendships like that and we don't realize that someone has to be the example for that person. It's unfair to think that, hey, Kirk or anyone is too saved to associate with anyone. If that's the case, then who is going to be the light in Hollywood? Who's going to be a light in the music industry if we're not allowing artists who believe in Jesus, people who we know Kirk believes in Jesus. I don't know, is that new information? But why wouldn't we want him to be an influence to Kanye? He might be the only person. If you think about Kanye and who he is, he needs somebody who's on a superstar level for him to listen to. You need somebody who's broken barriers and is groundbreaking and understanding of that thought process. That's the only one he's going to respond to.
Absolutely.
Yes, Kanye has a pastor as well. Like, we need to be praying for those who are of the faith, who are surrounding these people who are in need of prayer. I mean, Lecrae talks about Kendrick Lamar. He talks about Chief Keef, like giving people his number, trying to say, hey, call me if you need somebody. We need people who are lights in those areas. So I feel like it's important. It's not like his whole squad is a bunch of Kanyes. Kirk has people. He just has a Kanye as well that he's reaching out to. So maybe we need to think about people we're surrounding ourselves with as well and
absolutely,
who we're reaching out to.
Exactly. If we're in a place where our squad is only full of people that believe what we believe and they walk and talk just like us, we really need to be aware of that so that we're surrounding ourselves with people that we can draw into the light out of darkness.
Yeah, I daydream, but then I wake up to the smell of the top dog. And hell, jail, cell, they developing hot bars. But if they so hot, y'all, then why ain't they melting the locks off? And
them now we're going to move into our conversation topic of the day. Before we do, we're going to say a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time. Please bless this conversation. Speak through us, Lord, and let your people hear what you will have them hear. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so today we are talking about friends.
What about your friends?
Oh.
So we just want to know, what does friendship look like when we're talking about it in a Bible sense? Maybe you don't have any friends that are a Christian. Maybe you're coming out of a situation where your friends have betrayed you and you're feeling really alone. And so you're wondering, what should I be looking for when it comes to a God squad?
Ow, love that. Well, I think the first step in building a God squad is to know what God says about friendship. And the scripture that we've selected is Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. It says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other one can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble.
We also love 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. It says, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals.
Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you are in good company because life is hard enough. There's enough temptation out there. And having the right people in your corner really makes a huge difference in how we continue to live for Jesus.
One reason I love the Ecclesiastes scripture is because it says, if one person falls, it's basically saying that there's going to be troubles and hard times, but
mm-hmm,
you want to have somebody in your corner that you can be transparent with, that you can talk to, and then they're able to help you come out of that situation before you get into what later on is called real trouble. So falling doesn't mean that you're all of a sudden not a Christian anymore and Jesus doesn't love you. Real trouble just means that there's a greater distance between you and God, and it's so much harder for you to get to him, and that means you're not being transparent with him anymore. It can just be a lot of issues there.
Right. I don't know about you, but in reading that scripture, a couple of names came to mind. So I would challenge you to think and see if a couple of names come to mind about who might be someone that you consider or people that you consider to be a part of your God squad. And if you don't have any names that come to mind, don't worry. All is not lost. We got you.
Definitely. Also, if you think of people who you've been in a situation where they've actually pulled you down instead of helping you up, that is the anti-God squad. That is not what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. We're not saying don't be friends with them, but they're just not the people you call when you're in trouble.
Exactly. When you're one foot in and one foot out and you can go either way, you want to make sure that you call someone that's strong in the faith that's going to pull you back to the right side, as opposed to somebody who's going to be like, nah, girl, it's all good. Or, sir, it's
nah, all dude. Good. Nah, son, let's go.
My man voice wasn't really on right
I'm
now.
Not ready. I wasn't established. But while we're talking about God friends, let's figure out what are the characteristics that you're looking for when it comes to a good, godly friend.
Yes.
I know that my godly friends, they're awesome because they challenge me.
Oh, yes, we do.
They really talk to me about the things that are in my life that may not be close to what God wants for me, things that I may not see in myself or I've refused to tackle because I just don't want to look at that issue anymore. Maybe something that's deep down in your heart that you decided that you just don't want to work on. They are the people that will come to you and be like, hey, that sore spot, we need to tackle it because it's preventing you from being the greater person that you could be.
Exactly. I'll give you a real life example. Say you're in a relationship with somebody who is unsaved. Having godly friends who challenge you is the difference between having people say, oh, that's cool, you can kind of just raise your kids like this, and if only you guys go to church, I mean, that's fine. What's important is that you bring your kids. Whereas your Christian friends may say, you may want to reevaluate this relationship. You don't want to be unequally yoked and so on and so forth. They'll speak the word of God over you, and they'll challenge you to live your entire life for God as opposed to just in certain respects, because it's really easy to just commit certain things to God and then feel like, but this relationship or this thing, this is mine. So godly friends keep you on track with that.
Our scripture for that one, of course, is in Proverbs. Proverbs is a great book, by the way. It has a lot of little mini snippets of knowledge and wisdom that you can take away and start to marinate on. It'll change your life.
Bars.
The bars, for real. Yes. Proverbs 27:5-6 says, an open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy.
Ooh-wee.
I think it's pretty easy to understand, but just saying, hey, a godly friend will talk to you about stuff that are not following God's word and will tell you what God's word says, not just their opinion. It's better than someone just being a yes person and letting you live life that may be outside of God's word.
Yeah, and just to be clear, this godly friend is not somebody who is out wilding and then trying to tell you that you got to do this stuff. A godly friend leads by example. I did not even understand that certain things were a thing until I put some God in my squad. For example, I remember talking to Sarita about something. I was like, how do you struggle with not doing whatever, whatever? I forget what the thing was, but her response was, oh, I just don't do that. And I was like, what? It blew my mind. I was like, wait, you're just not putting yourself in a position to be tempted? And it legit never crossed my mind. But sometimes when I struggle with stuff, even to this day, I think about the fact that she was so casual about, oh, no, I don't do that. It wasn't something that she had to think about. She didn't make any faces like, girl, I'm just, she was just like, yo, I just don't do that. And when I think about how she was able to commit that aspect of her life to Christ by saying, you know what, I'm just not going to put myself in that position. That inspires me. And that's a way that you lead me by example, girl.
God squad. Squad.
And also, godly friendships require vulnerability and transparency. It is imperative to share. And one thing that I've noticed is that with my worldly friends, there were always a lot of secrets because there was fear of judgment. But once I started to put some God in my squad, I noticed that the people that I was hanging with were very open about sharing about their life experiences because they understood that the experiences that they had, whether good or bad, were so that they could teach someone else. They were lessons now that could be taught to someone else so that another person wouldn't make the same mistakes. And that was something that I admired. And even though sometimes I feel like I can share a little bit too much, I do believe that it's important to let people know that, hey, we're human. We've lived life. We're not just coming from a place of we've never sinned, please don't. But we've lived life and we understand we've chosen to live for Christ. And now we can use our stories to inspire people to do the same things and walk away from things that don't even seem like the deepest of sins, but things that set us back in our walk.
Yes, I love that. These are just a couple of things you can look for in your God Squad. There are so many more. Like we said, Proverbs has great insight on what a good friend looks like, a good partner. Talks about spouse, talks about everything there, business partners, everything. So you want to look in Proverbs when it comes to people you surround yourself with, because it's a book of wisdom and it'll tell you how to pick wise friends.
Absolutely.
Now, we've talked about the who, but we got to talk about the how. How do you find some people, or how do you put God in your squad? Like, how do you get these people in your life? Number one thing we want to talk about is that God does not throw people away.
Nope.
So just because your friends right now may not have anything like God in them does not mean that you get to toss them to the side. You need to keep these people in your life. You are now the light in their life. And so you may want to move the situations you hang out with them in away from like the club or a bar or whatever place may be tempting to you, to maybe like lunch, coffee, brunching, things like that. It's a little bit safer. But, you know, you don't want to leave them out of your life.
Absolutely. I completely agree with Saritha. It's our responsibility to draw the people that are in our life into the light, to show them the love of Jesus. And if we join ourselves with only like-minded people, then who are we saving?
One thing that Simone says that I really like is that you're the common denominator in all of your relationships.
Yes.
And that you are responsible with about how you engage with people. So you need to know who you are in Christ as well. And then you can know how you're going to be able to relate to the people around you.
And the simplest way to do that is to just say, what do I struggle with the most? And if I struggle with drinking, and I know that when I drink, I make really bad decisions, then from there decide, let me not put myself in a position to where I'm going to be drinking. And when you start to eliminate the things that are holding you down and the things that take you down the wrong path, then it'll show you how to engage with the same friends, and you can find things to do that are still clean. Just like Saritha said, lunch, coffee. Coffee is like the new alcohol. If you're saved, we don't go out for drinks, we go out for coffee.
It's that Christian turn up.
Yes.
Yes. You got that dark roast, girl?
Yes. We rolling deep up in the coffee shop. Look for us. Just a fly group of people sipping coffee.
Talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
A great way. One of the ways that we actually find ourselves, this is a little bit of the Clean Ears origin story, is that you can join a small group.
Yes.
It's a small group. I don't know, maybe a life group, a Bible study, however your church or your group calls it. But it's a group of people who decided to follow Christ and live their lives together. It's community of believers. We have a group that we all came out of. And one of the ways that we came together is that after group, we would continue to talk about life things. And we call it Small Group After Dark.
Ooh.
Yes.
No, it sounds a little naughty. But it was actually where we would sit down and go deeper, sometimes about the lesson that we talked about that day or just about life in general. And I experienced a lot of growth during Small Group After Dark. And the idea for the podcast was to bottle that entire experience and share that with the world so that we could all have an opportunity to grow as believers in a place where the conversation isn't so structured and it's more open, and you're able to ask questions. And that was the biggest thing that Small Group After Dark did for me in my walk. I was able to ask questions and get answers, several different answers from several different people who are more seasoned in the word. And that influenced me a lot, to the point where here we are today. It's a reflection of the kind of relationships that can be built in a small group. So if you belong to a church that has small groups or any synonym for a small group, yeah. life group, etc. Jump in. You are missing out if you are not plugged in. But if you belong to a church that does not have small groups, or if you don't belong to a church, find one and just go. We've had people come into our group that don't belong to our church, mm-hmm. that don't belong to a church. They just pull up for the night, come, and, you know, sometimes come back.
But they get a chance to meet other believers. We've heard so many times within our group, like, oh, we never have conversations like this. They never had a group of believers their own age who would talk about Christ, who would talk about maybe the struggles that we were having that were very specific to our age, to our careers, to our relationship status. Like, yes. there are certain things that you can only talk about when you're in it. And so it made sense to come together and we're all in that same it, and then deal with it in a way that God can help us.
Yes, and I've been saved since I was 8 years old, and I had never, ever, ever, until I went to small group, been around Christians who had conversations about life. I remember the first day in group, one of the girls was talking about a date that she went on, and I was legit in the corner like, oh, y'all be going on dates?
I was like, how are we gonna get chosen if we don't go on dates, mom?
I was legit like, what do y'all eat? What do y'all drink? What do y'all do? What kind of clothes y'all wear? I was so deep in the world the first time I went to group. And being able to hear girls talk about dating and dealing with temptation, dealing with pressures, and dealing with so many different things, it showed me that I'm not in this alone. And I think that's the most important benefit of having a God squad, is that knowing that you're not in it alone. So if you're deciding to walk in purity, you're not by yourself. You have sisters who stand by you. Now, if you have a sister who falls, that does not give you clearance to just jump on over the bridge too. That is not what we mean by doing life together.
We're not lemurs. We do not jump together. You pull that girl up out.
Exactly. We're not about that life. Just wanted to put that out there.
Another great way of finding like-minded believers is to go to Christian functions. Yes. And I'm not just talking about going to your church, but find things going on in other churches, other groups of young individuals, I guess, because we're talking to our young people who are doing things in your city. Atlanta, thankfully, is a place where there are a bunch of people doing so much stuff. And we've had a chance mm-hmm. to meet people outside of our own church who are amazing at what they do.
We be in the streets, y'all. Christian nightlife be popping.
Not I just got popping, though. It's not like it's been popping.
I'm still excited.
We've been able to go to the Loft. The Loft is a great option. The Renaissance is another great option that we've been to. We go to Christian concerts. Mm-hmm. We are at other people's conferences and functions. We've been to Passion Church, Buckhead Church, so many places.
Elevation Church.
That's a little bit more work to get to, but always worth it. Yes, but you just got to get out there. You need to find people in your area. You can search a hashtag. You can find a church around you that seems to have a lot of things going on, and figure out what they're doing and find like-minded people.
Yes, just as we said in the first episode, Google is a thing. Google it. Find it. It's there. Unfortunately, we are just in Atlanta. We don't know what's available in your city, but if you Google it, it is there.
So if you don't get anything else from us, if you don't take in anything about this God squad, we're going to talk about one thing, just one thing that you need to just keep in your mind. It's not about putting people out of your life. It's about inviting God in. He will take care of everything else.
Absolutely. In a world full of Kanyes, be the Kirk. Guys, I didn't even go with it. It just came to my mind. I just wanted to say that. All right, y'all. On that note, mm-hmm. we are going to pray it out. Stop laughing.
Sorry.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that all of this knowledge is available to us. Thank you for your word, Lord. I pray that something from this message resonated with the people listening, God. And I pray that you just move the hearts of the people listening to put some God in their squad, Lord, and show us how we can be a resource to them as they do this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Here for a reason, not a contingency. Was an empty seed, just a fetus formed with a Matt Damon chemistry. Till the Trinity's entity entered me with a reborn identity. Now I remember things, I'm a king instantly. Cause I was bought with a lot of blood. I enjoyed that invoice, unemployed. The boss got me fired up, Jeremiah'd up. Let's open the Bible up. Speaking of 29, leaping to 29:1:1. Look what his plans do to me. King lives inside of me, so what can man do to me? Cross got me fired up, what the clan do to me? Preach without a pulpit, teach without a podium. Each with the tools that's given the world the sodium. They're parched, the song I'm speaking of ain't the Jody one. Cause we only come to thirst for the king through his holy son, Jesus.
It's game time! So we're starting a brand new game today based on what we're talking about, and it's called Heads Up, It's Your Bestie. Woo! So we're basing this off of Bible besties or Bible friend groups, and we're doing it as a game of heads up. So we have two stacks of cards with those besties on them. Neither one of us know what's on these cards, and we have to try to get the other person to guess this friend group.
Oh my gosh.
From the Bible. Again, I'm not sure if I've read enough of the word to know all of these.
I hope I'm saved enough for this.
But here we go. So let's put this time on the clock. So I'm ready. I have my stack ready.
All right. So that's Saritha. Saritha's going to go first. I would like to go pray, but I guess I can't. So
here we go.
Oh my gosh.
1, 2, 3.
So one of these people is a king.
David and king. Jonathan?
No, there's this other person that I don't know.
There's another king?
No, the first person that you guessed was right. The second person is, girl, listen, I don't know. Because I don't know who that
pass.
Is.
Okay, the first one died for our sins.
Jesus!
And the second one is fly with glasses on.
Fly with glasses?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus and John?
No.
No, that wasn't
no,
Peter.
They're in this room.
The Holy Spirit?
No. Who has glasses on?
Me!
Yes, Jesus and you!
Me. Yes!
Okay.
I'm flying off. Sorry. Okay, they got us into a world of trouble.
Adam and Eve?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, okay. The first one had a really bad day.
Oh, was it Job?
Yes. And he had a
who did he kick him
people in? Around him that were not really supportive.
Ooh, it was that guy who was like, what did you do?
Yeah, all of them. All his people.
That's what it's like.
Yes, that's them. Okay.
All right. All right. So he is a king.
David
is a king. Yes. And seriously, like, guys, this is made up. I'm not saved today. Guys. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. So... first dude, he wrote like 2/3 of the New Testament.
Paul.
And then his like little brother.
Timothy.
Yes. We're just going to skip that last dude. Them. Yes.
What? There were three people on that
team? Yes, girl.
Okay. He was like the first guy. He's, can I say Isaac's daddy?
Isaac's daddy? Abraham?
Yes. And then he was this guy. His wife was tripping.
Lot?
She turned into some salt. Yes.
Okay. Good gracious. Okay. Okay. First dude was a king.
David.
Yes. Yay. That's the homeboy. I don't know who this
from
dude
homeboy.
Is. I don't know. Just pass it, pass it. I don't know who all his friends were.
Oh, yeah, the two people that their names almost rhyme.
Oh, Elijah and Elisha?
Yeah.
Okay, but 2/3 of the New Testament.
Paul.
And then there's a chick.
A lady?
Yes.
Girl. Ooh, is she from Philippi?
Sure.
Oh, I'm stressed out.
Okay, let's look at some of these.
Seriously? A Priscilla and Aquila?
Okay.
First of all,
David had too many homeboys. He can't be friends with all these people.
This sounds like some Atlanta name. Priscilla and Aquila? I think I know it.
You know what? David had one best friend. His name was Jonathan. I don't know who the rest of these people are.
Okay, I gotta look at the rest of these cards.
Please
guys,
do.
Because this is obviously from like the King James Church. I don't think these books are in the Bible anymore, like legit.
Nope.
Oh, Moses and Aaron. I was really hoping for that one. David and Jonathan.
Thank you.
It existed.
One best friend.
And then the last one had 97 people. It's Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach,
and Abednego. Yes.
Everybody.
I have Ruth and Naomi, who were really good. You know, they cool.
They
Jesus, fine. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
Yes. 97 people.
So you got three right. You won.
I won?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we gotta put that in.
I was really trying to think of something Kanye-ish to say, but I couldn't think of anything.
Mm-mm.
on a serious note, before I go take this victory lap. So before we move on, though, we want you to know that all of these pairings with the corresponding scriptures so that you can learn about them will be available on one of the medias. Look out for it. We're going to post that so that you can see who these people are, learn who these people are. I'm going to do the same. Mm-hmm. There are some people I need to see what's popping with Priscilla and Aquila.
I really need to know how David had all these friends. That's who I'm going to know.
David was deep, apparently.
Like I said before, it's my favorite part of the podcast.
Ow. So, Saritha, go first. What's in your headphones?
This would be easy for people to guess, but Kristen Gray, Fort Knox.
Yes.
The single off that new album.
If I give you more of me, Fort Knox. You know I'm your soldier forever, right? It had got your heart, I would give my life, but I just can't get in, so I'm feeling like you don't want no one to know what you're thinking. Oh, what's been on your mind, won't you show me? You won't tell your secret, it's only me. I will always fight for your glory, giving my soul for loyalty. She said, I don't want to be so strong,
I am obsessed. I listen to this song on repeat multiple times a day. It is so good. I love the content. I think I feel like a Fort Knox type girl in that there's a lot that you got to do to get to know everything that's going on inside. There's layers. I'm an onion. I got layers. All that. But I love just the lyrics. I love the beat. I love how it goes in and out with this like cathedral boys choir feeling. Oh. And you know, I just feel like the Catholic Church stained glass moment. Like, everything about it makes me excited. I cannot wait for the new album. It's one of those singles that makes you just know for sure that this album's gonna be heat. So, Fort Knox.
Okay. We almost fought over Fort Knox, but then I remembered I had another jewel in my back pocket. In my headphones is Jay Givens featuring Odd Thomas.
I love the song. Tell you what, super low key, I'm finna win. Alright,
really?
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Kick, come on. Come on.
Three houses.
Come on. Boom.
About time all y'all pay your 10. Chance of the game, say it again. Abraham had many, many sons. Many sons had many, many sins. Save them then. Trying to sit y'all at the table then. Abraham had many sons. One son had none, but he hung that 10 to get in.
What I love most about the song, though, is the video. Mm-hmm. The video will change your entire life. The video was shot in 360 degrees. Please don't ask me to explain further. That's all I have to tell you. So you can literally, when you watch it on your phone, you can move your phone. As you orient your phone, it's like in real space. If I go to the right, I can see Jay. If I go to the left, I can see Tom. I can span around. There's so much stuff going on in the video. It is like squad at its finest. You got the entire Humble Beast crew standing around. They're at a cookout. They're fixing plates. They're making dominoes. We got people on the roof. I don't know what's going on. It's a lot of stuff. And every time you watch the video, it's different because you can choose your vantage point. So I love the fact that I can watch Jay rap for a little bit. Then I'm like, what's popping with this dominoes game? Move my phone down and it's there. It's insane. If you want your mind blown, if you have not seen something amazing recently or ever, watch it on YouTube. 10 to get in. It's 10 the number, 2 the number. Get in the words. I hope you know how to spell it. Check it out. It's so good. It's so good. It'll change your life. Oh my gosh. Guys, we just want to thank you once more for rocking with us one more time. We ask that you like, subscribe, share, tweet, snap, everything, pass all the verbs, do all of those things.
Hit us on all the medias. Check out our website, www.cleanearshow.com, for all that good news and information. We want to say a special thanks to our wonderful Courtney P.
Hey, holding it down. Yes, couldn't do it without her. So we're just going to let the wonderful soothing sounds of the Jackson 5 just coast y'all into whatever it is y'all got to go do next.
See you later.
Bye.